Before we get started, I want to try something with you all. My goal is to get Founders Journal to 500 reviews on the Apple Podcast app by the end of the week. Why do I want to get to 500 reviews? Because the number of reviews and the velocity of reviews that you get on your podcast is the biggest determinant of new people finding out about your show. If we get to 500 reviews, thousands of people, new people, are going to find out about Founders Journal, and the community is going to get bigger than it's ever been. As a little extra incentive, if we get there, I'm going to host a Zoom happy hour for all of my listeners. So you can meet other Founders Journal community members, you can meet me, we can talk, we can answer questions, etc. So now or after the show, head to the Apple Podcast app and give Founders Journal a review. Now, onto the show. What's up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and executive chairman of Morning Brew. Welcome back to Founders Journal, my personal audio diary, where I give you, the business builder, the tools you need to think better in order to build better, whether that's building a business, a team, or a new product. Today, I'm talking about crafting your tribe. I started writing this episode and realized that there was so much to it, so I decided to break it into two parts. Part one is what a tribe is and what your tribe consists of. And part two is how to craft a tribe that is aligned with your values and your goals. Let's hop into it. I'm sure you all have heard the old adage, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And well, while I've long loved this quote, and I think it has the right sentiment, I actually think it's incomplete as I've reflected on it. I think it's incomplete because it fails to acknowledge a larger universe of things that make up who you are and what your tribe is. And I think it's incomplete because it doesn't actually give a playbook for how to methodically design your tribe. Today, I'm going to walk you through the first missing piece of the puzzle. So here's how I think about it. If this quote was to be truly complete, I think it would read something like, "You are a reflection of the 50 inputs that you spend the most time connecting with." What does that mean? Well, first of all, what does a tribe mean? What does a tribe mean to me? A tribe to me is your circle of connections. If you envision yourself at the middle of a web, what are all the things connected to you in your web? And your web would likely be thousands of things. It would be hundreds of people, thousands of networks, all these things. But if you look at that web and you zoom in to, let's call it the 50 things that are closest to you in that network, the web that you talk to most frequently, the nodes of the web that you feel the strongest connection to or you learn most from, to me, that is your tribe. And so we live in a world where far more than five things influence who you are and what you will become. Sure, there are five people that you spend the most time with. For me, that would be, you know, my mom, my dog, my girlfriend, my co-founder, Austin, and there would be one other. But that doesn't mean that you should only focus on those five. Because the issue is you neglect dozens of other connections and conversations that, while less frequent than your top five, they actually may in aggregate have just as big of an impact on you and who you become. And the reason is the internet has made connection easier than ever before. The internet has disaggregated the human experience, meaning your ability to connect with people is frictionless. And therefore, it is likely that you have far more connections today compared to if, say, a carbon copy of you was living your life 25 years ago. Does it mean that all of these connections that you've made in digital and physical environments because of what the internet has done will be strong, valuable, and impactful? No, it doesn't mean that. But it does mean you need to have an awareness of having more connections in order to have a fuller view of the things in your life, the things in your tribe that shape who you are. The second thing to realize is it's not just about how many connections you have in your tribe, but it's also the way in which connections manifest themselves. So let's go back to the quote I said earlier. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And yes, at the end of the day, everything comes back to people, the people you spend the most time with. But if you only look at the five people you spend the most time with, you only look at the one-to-one personal connections, the issue is you're going to be blind to many other parts of your tribe or other inputs in your life that absolutely are contagious and end up informing who you become. And so the way I think about it is there are four inputs in your tribe or your circle, and you need to be cognizant of all four of them. The first is personal connections. That is my mom, my girlfriend, my friend Sahil, my co-founder Austin. Those are people that I have one-to-one relationships with that I talk to, not necessarily frequently, but I am talking to in a one-to-one way. The second input is role models. These are the people that you may have a personal connection with, you may not have a personal connection with, but who you look up to. And what I'll just share is that in reflecting on this exercise, on these inputs in my tribe, what I actually realize is I don't think enough role models. Of the role models I have, far too many of them are successful only through the lens of business. And I've also realized that I actually don't spend a ton of time studying who my role models are. Like I spend a lot of time saying, you know, Elon Musk is my role model. But how much time have I actually spent studying Elon Musk? Not nearly as much as I should for how much confidence I have in saying that he's my role model. So the second input in your tribe or circle is role models. The third input is community. And honestly, it took me a little while to think about what communities am I a part of. Does that mean I'm not a part of a lot of communities? No, I think it just, for whatever reason, didn't come as naturally to me. So the communities that were top of mind when I was reflecting on it were the Michigan community, which is where I went to school, the Twitter community, specifically, I would say like the tech startup VC Twitter community, the Jewish community. And aside from that, I've actually, again, in doing this exercise, realized that I have an absence of physical community right now, given how isolative the pandemic was and how much of a nomad my girlfriend and I have been over the last year and a half. So we have personal connections, we have role models, we have communities, and the fourth input in your tribe or circle is content. The way I think about content is, again, it's tied to people, but in a different way. Content are ideas or thoughts or insights that a person gives to you through information or expression. And so content are ideas that I put into my body that have been created by a person, newsletters, books, videos, etc. And so I want you to start thinking about the personal connections, the role models, the communities, and the content that are closest and most important to you in your life. Because what we're going to do is use that as a foundation for the next episode. Next episode, we're going to go and audit what your current tribe is, and if your current tribe is aligned with what your goals are, and also the values that sit below your goals that inform the goals you've picked for yourself in your life. I want to finish by saying this exercise may sound fluffy to you. It sounded fluffy to me the first time I thought about it. But I need you to trust me that understanding the importance of the inputs that you surround yourself with and auditing those inputs regularly to craft the person you want to become and the tribe you want to surround yourself with, it is the bedrock of being a fulfilled and successful leader. I can't emphasize enough how important this exercise is. And just, even if you find it to be fluffy, just trust me. If you have any questions, always feel free to reach out. And if you have any ideas for the show or specifically for this episode, just shoot me an email as well. My email is alex@morningbrew.com. As always, thank you so much for listening to Founders Journal, and I'll catch you next episode for part two. Take it easy.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.